What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we try to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, are you alive?
I'm alive. I'm off my couch. I'm up. I'm walking.
So what happened yesterday?
Man, I woke up in the middle of the night. I was sweating like crazy. Had to like walk away from the bed, go to the couch, turn the fan on. I just woke up sick. My throat was hurting. Couldn't do anything. So I just pretty much laid down all day yesterday. Attempted to go to work, and yeah, that lasted a good 30 minutes.
Are you okay now?
I'm good now. I mean, I probably won't leave the house again today, but I'm good.
So you went from bedridden to house-ridden?
Yeah, I mean, I'm you know, progressively getting better.
That's a positive outlook, Tim.
It's the positive truth. That's what we do.
Nice, nice. Well, before we get into these positive news stories, I was going to tell everyone about a little bit about the positive truth and our goals. We're an uplifting and positive news podcast. We do uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. And on Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, and how you can change it for the better. Right now, we have a current goal of getting 1,000 likes on our Facebook page and selling 250 t-shirts. These t-shirts have our logo on the front and back. On the second edition, we'll put our little social media stuff on it. And they're all getting donated. All the proceeds are getting donated to RAIN, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Positive Tomorrows. It's a homeless nonprofit here in Oklahoma that gives back to homeless children. So we're really trying to push these t-shirts. I've sold like 10 so far. Tim, how many have you sold?
Not very many, man, but I'm on it. I am on it.
So we're trying to get to 250 t-shirts. They're for a good cause. We would really appreciate if you helped out. But in the meantime, we have positive news stories. Tim has more than me for once. So I'll let you go first, Tim.
Indubitably. Well, Nicki Minaj quietly kept sending money to a poor Indian village. And the story is finally like fully developed. So for the last last few years, Nicki Minaj has just been sending money to this village to provide the residents with computers, clean water, and a reading program, which is like crazy all by itself. She shared the good news on her Instagram page, which has a couple videos that we'll be sharing on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. The video shared by Nicki Minaj shows residents of the village using their new water well. Pastor Lydia Slowly, who Minaj reveals as her pastor, is also thanked in the clip by the villagers.
How much money did she send?
Man, I really have no idea. The article didn't say anything about how much money she sent, but the reason that this is such a positive story is that Nicki Minaj recently made positive news stories because she offered to pay student loans if they had straight A's. She basically said, if you have straight A's, post your picture here on my Twitter handle and I'll pay off your student loans for that semester. She did this like literally a couple months ago. I think this is pretty awesome, man. Nicki Minaj is really on that whole positive vibe movement right now.
Paying student loans is always a positive vibe.
JP, did you graduate with any student loans?
Nah.
Man, you did it the right way.
Yeah, with a little help from moms.
Hey, little help, any help, it's good to have.
Absolutely. Well, my first story, since you want to start off with a hit rapper, I'll start off with a hit rapper. Mine's about Snoop Dogg. He went on Jimmy Kimmel to promote his new album, which is called Never Left. Even if you don't like Snoop Dogg's music, you don't have to go buy the album. We're not really promoting it. We're promoting what he did on the show, which is he donated to the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles whatever he found out about what happened with Jimmy Kimmel and his son. You know what I'm talking about, Tim?
Yes, I do.
So for everyone that doesn't know, basically, Jimmy Kimmel's son was had a heart disease whenever he was born. And Jimmy Kimmel is wealthy, of course, he has his own TV show, and he could afford to get his son, get the surgery, get it all fixed. Snoop Dogg felt so compelled about what happened to Jimmy Kimmel, his monologue. He's like, I'll donate to the hospital. So he went on his show, didn't even tell Jimmy Kimmel about it, because Jimmy Kimmel was interviewing him to promote Snoop Dogg. He was like, I'm going to promote you, and he gave back money to the hospital. It was a really cool video. Just, you can look it up on YouTube. I don't feel like we need to post this one. And I just thought it was really cool.
That's dope, man. That's dope.
What you got, Tim?
My next story comes from Pittsburgh. This woman, she found out she was too heavy to donate her kidney to her friend. Her friend posted a post on Facebook and basically said that he had a chronic kidney disease, and the doctors told him that he had 6 months to a year before he would need a kidney transplant or worse, dialysis. And at 33 years old, her name is Rebecca Cedro, and she realized, you know what, I want to help my friend. So she told him, hey, I'll give you my kidney. So she did the test, and she had the same blood type as him, which is, you know, part one. And then she found out the doctors told her she was she was overweight. She couldn't give him his kidney, and that devastated her. She at first was angry at the doctors, of course, but then after she realized it, she's like, wow, I'm too fat to save my friend's life. So what she decided to do then is the inspiring part. Instead of, you know, letting her anger get to her and her depression get to her, she decided, you know what, I'm gonna fight this, and I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna keep running to lose weight, and I'm gonna keep running until I can run a 5K every day. So that's what she did. She worked out, and on May 7th, she finished the UPMC Health Plan Pittsburgh half marathon in 3 hours and 14 minutes.
The half marathon? That's a lot longer than a 5K.
Exactly. A 5K is only 3 miles for those that don't know, and a half marathon is 13.1 miles. Check this out. The best part of it all is she lost 40 pounds, and now doctors are prepping more in Cedro for surgery within the next 3 months.
All the positive news stories there. Trying to help out a friend, losing weight for herself, and donating a kidney.
There's nothing to add.
Well, I got something for you, Tim. My next positive news story is scientists are basically using 3D printers, 3D printed ovaries to treat infertility. So if you're a cancer, like if you have cancer, the chemo pretty much wipes out your fertility. And so what scientists were trying to do was they would just take entire ovaries and they would put them in the cancer patient after chemotherapy was done. But what they realized was these ovaries would have like cancer cells in them, especially if they took them from the patient before and then put them back in, and it would give them cancer again. So if you were young and you had cancer, it would pretty much, we haven't really had a way to like get your fertility back. So they've started using 3D printers, right? To put in ovaries afterwards. And it's been working so far. And I just think it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, man, that's wild to me.
3D printers are doing everything.
I know. I think that's like our third or fourth 3D printer story this year. So, I mean, that's pretty awesome.
I mean, for everyone that hasn't been listening, we also did one like they've been using 3D printers to help put vertebrae back in spine to help people start walking again. So, yeah, 3D printers are doing everything.
Man. Well, man, my next positive news story, we just keep it running. This is a lot of good stories today. Well, this video is going to actually go on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast if you guys aren't liking and following and sharing and all that good stuff. So this band was playing a private event in Ontario a few nights ago. And basically the police were called. The police showed up and everyone thought the party was about to get shut down. Of course, that's what happens over here on the south side whenever parties are going on when the police show up. But the complete opposite happened. The police officers actually joined in on the session. And at the end of the session, the cops were so impressed by, the kids performing. They gave them a bunch of words of wisdom. And that's exactly what we're posting to the Facebook page. These police officers jamming out with these kids and then talking to them and giving them inspirational words of wisdom.
Hold up. They were jamming out to, what were their music? What was going on?
Man, it's like a little, honestly, it looks like it's, you got a police officer on the drums, a couple kids on the guitar, you got a girl on the mic singing, you got kids, sitting around, just kind of jamming out and listening to it, man.
What kind of party is this? Are the kids these days so good that they just, let's go hang out at friends and listen to music while they do it, just quietly and orderly? That's what the kids were doing?
I mean, it was pretty loud, I guess. I have no idea, man. This is... I saw it and I was like,
these are some good kids.
I mean, I wouldn't have said this story if there wasn't a video, to be honest with you, because I wouldn't have believed it. Like, I'd be like, man, somebody's making up stuff. But there definitely is a video that we'll be sharing, so you guys check it out.
Okay. There was so many questions. How big is this house?
Nah, man, it's outside.
Oh, it's outside? See, that's where they messed up. And it was at night?
Yeah.
And the cops didn't trip?
Nah, man. The cops playing the drums.
Yeah, post this video, Tim.
Word, I got you.
Tim, do you like the hike?
Yeah, man. Actually, I'm going on a hike next Tuesday, I believe.
And where are you going on a hike at?
Mount Scott.
Are you actually going to walk up it?
Yeah.
You're going to walk up the whole mount...
I think the whole Mount Scott thing is like a 4 mile hike. I'm just gonna do like the 2.41 or something.
For everyone that doesn't know, we're from Oklahoma, and Lawton is a small, let's just call it a place in Oklahoma. It's not a mountain. It's just the highest point in Oklahoma. It is not a mountain at all.
Touche.
And also, being, the highest point in Oklahoma on our, flat Great Plains is not saying much. I've been there multiple times with the fam. It's, a 2-3-4 minute drive up. It's basically, it's this hill. And then, you take pictures. And it, looks like this crazy view because everything else around is so flat. And that's basically it. There's, a buffalo thing at the bottom. It's here in Oklahoma. We don't have real mountains or real beaches, so we just call it a mountain. Pass it off as cool, but it's not cool at all.
JP, you just killed my Tuesday date.
Hey, I hope you have a fun time. I just never understood why they called it Mount Scott. This is a glorified hill.
Yo, when I found out it was called Mount Scott, because I had no idea it was there until recently, and I was just like, why is it called Mount Scott? It's not a mountain. And I got people arguing with me, because I'm the same way. I was like, Oklahoma's flat, man. I used to live in California, and I remember, you can see all these mountains and stuff from the distance, and you get to Oklahoma, and you don't see anything. You don't see anything. It's just flat, man. So I don't know.
To give everyone a taste of how flat Oklahoma is, we have this Devon Tower, which is the highest thing in our downtown. And I live, 150 blocks north of it. And we're so flat, I can see it from my apartment, the tip of it, if I'm driving. That's how flat it is. And Devon Tower isn't even Empire State Building, Sears Tower, Willis Tower tall. No, this thing is 30 stories, Tim.
Nah, man, it's pretty big, man.
I went to Chicago in September.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's different. You got like buildings all over the place that are that size.
The hotel we stayed at, we stayed on like the 29th floor. So
you got that?
Well, like, I'm just saying, like, no, I'm not. Nah, Oklahoma's flat. Anyway, back to the positive news stories. So, basically, there were two men. Name was Justin Skishruck. Wow, I messed that up. Skisuck and Patrick Gray. And they, for 34 days, they hiked 500 miles, Tim.
How? 500 miles?
Yeah. But here's the positive news story. The Justin, the Skisuck, he was diagnosed with multifocal acquired motor anthropsy, which is basically a neuromuscular disease that has symptoms similar to ALS. So he was in a wheelchair. And so they always wanted to do a hiking trip, and they planned this hiking trip out, but he got sick. Well, not really sick, but he had this like diagnosis. So he was in a wheelchair. So Patrick Gray pushed him the whole 500 miles.
Wow. That is intense.
Yeah, man. And these are like actual mountains they're going over. Like, you can see the picture. Like, there's like, they're on like basic hiking trails, getting up rocks. And it was Spain's Camino de Santiago trail, which is 500 miles long. So you can look it up and see like the actual mountains and hills they were going up and down. And I just think it's a pretty cool positive news story, man. Nothing like friendship.
Yeah, man, for sure. That's definitely amazing. Hiking 500 miles and pushing a friend the whole way just sounds like so tiring.
I like how you're like 120 pounds, Tim, and you're like, I can't hike the whole 4 miles. I would do the 2.2 Mount Scott hike.
Nah, man, it's not me that can't make it. It's just that, you know, I'm going with other people and, you know.
Way to throw them under the bus, Tim.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Next positive news story.
Okay, what is it, Tim?
My last one, man. It's actually a pretty cool story. It's about this this couple, Rob and Reese Shear of Darnestown. I don't know where that's at, but
what country is that?
That's in America. Oh. I couldn't. Yeah. It's two white gay men. They adopted a little girl and three little boys, and all who are African American. They have been placed in foster care. The boy and the girl, one little boy and one little girl, are brother and sisters, and then they adopted the other two boys later on. They were criticized repeatedly that they were not fit parents because they were gay, because they were white, and basically their community didn't really respond too well after they adopted these kids. And long story short, there's a video that I'm going to be sharing to Facebook. Once again, this video is actually really inspiring. It's a real, real inspiring story that I don't want to share too much about. But basically, Rob, all he wants to do is teach his kids that he wants to teach them how to be a good person, how to love, how to respect each other. And that's what's important to him. This video is 5 minutes long. And again, I don't want to tell too much. So, JP, if you have any questions, let's hear them.
Oh, I mean, it's just kind of depressing that skin color, you know, that determines if you can raise the child or not. That is, skin color and your sexuality, two things you can't control. Heaven forbid anyone with blonde hair can adopt anyone, because we all know those blonde haired people, they can't raise brunette children.
And man, you're absolutely right. But the funny part about this video, well, it's not really funny, but it's ironic to me. It's hearing this guy's story, because that's all we do is we judge people by how they look, you know, and that's why we think, like you said, oh, those blonde hoods can't raise brunettes. By looking at him, everybody's saying, you know, he's white, he shouldn't be raising black kids, or he's gay, he shouldn't be able to have kids. And hearing his story, you know, not judging this book by its cover and actually opening up the pages and hearing his story, which he explains in this 5 minutes, is one of the most inspiring stories that we could share on The Positive Truth. That's how much I really like this story. So if you guys want to hear it and watch this 5-minute video on our Facebook page at The Positive Truth Podcast, please check it out.
Also, help us on our journey to 1,000 likes and 250 shirts sold whenever you're on that Facebook page. Since we got our shirts pinned, they're only $20. If you can't, you need them to be sent to you, send us an email at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. We will send you one. Like that Facebook page. Help us on our journey to spread more positivity to the world.
Indeed.
Tim, where can they find us at?
You guys can follow us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, SoundCloud, and on Instagram at The Positive Truth.
I think I got a photo I'm going to post tomorrow on the, well, whenever this comes out. I think you'll like it, Tim, on the Instagram.
Sounds good to me.
Do you have a quote?
Yes, I do. Stay positive and happy. Work hard and don't give up hope. Be open to criticism and keep learning. Surround yourself with happy, warm, and genuine people.
Bang, bang, bang. We're out. We will be back on Friday. Until then, stay positive.
Stay positive.